Ryan Saka. The Takeover. Powered by Saka. Saka. Saka.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Opposition National Democratic Congress claims accuse UPND of employing tactics to differentiate candidates. Mpundu questions legal manipulation, calls for resignation over abuse of power. In international news, Senegal prosecutor rejects accusations police tortured and killed students. In sports news, fans Nora Hapcho relationship in turmoil.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Suwilanji Mulenga. Opposition National Democratic Congress NDC Party President Savoy Imboela says the current political environment could leave only a few opposition parties eligible to contest in the August elections. Ms. Imboela alleges that what is being proposed in Article 36A and B of the Electoral Process Amendment Bill 2026 are mere tactics by the United Party for National Development to disqualify rival candidates before they are formally adopted. Speaking on the political podcast, Ms. Imboela claims that prolonged scrutiny during filing of nominations is being used to block some parties from participating, especially those that have not taken part in elections since 2021. Ms. Imboela states that the development may unintentionally force opposition parties into alliances, as disqualified candidates may be compelled to back those who successfully make it onto the ballot. She further argues that actions against opposition parties are generating public sympathy, including for the Patriotic Front, which she says has regained some public support amid what she terms political pressure. Ms. Imboela maintains that as the election approaches, the country could witness what she calls alliances forming alliances, driven by nomination outcomes and shifting political dynamics.
When it comes to proportional representation, I'm very happy with that.
Right.
Yeah, when it comes to delimitation also, the constituencies in this country are very big,
mm-hmm.
and some populations also are very big. So delimitation, proportional representation, even the issue of when candidates die or somebody resigns and they have to do the whole fighting in and later on everybody has to pay again, all those things really to me I think they needed to be changed. Those are good things amongst the good things. So with Bill 7, despite us being disregarded as citizens, the good thing, at least proportional representation now is in place, and we're going to have a little bit more women in both parliament and the council chambers.
So yeah.
In another development, the United Party for National Development, UPND, has emphasized the need for citizens to actively participate in the ongoing delimitation process across the country. Party Media Director Mark Simue says public involvement remains critical, as the exercise will not only review constituency boundaries, but also see some wards relocated to new constituencies. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Simue said the credibility of elections is strengthened when citizens actively contribute to democratic processes that promote transparency and accountability. He has therefore urged the public to avoid being silenced, warning that politicians might take advantage of their silence to manipulate them. Mr. Simue also noted that the delimitation exercise is provided for in the Constitution and called on Zambians to take part in the important national process. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, is currently holding public stakeholder meetings to receive submissions on the delimitation exercise, which is expected to conclude by May 15, 2026.
Only encourage citizens to participate so that they do not cry foul, because as much as we appreciate the fact that it's the jurisdiction of ECZ to undertake such facilities, it should be made very clear that any meaningful and efficient government cannot thrive without the participation of citizens. It is for this reason that it is open for citizens to participate, so they are not duped by unsuspecting politicians who will tell them at the very 11th hour that the process was devoid of participation. It lacked inclusivity. So this is an opportunity for them to ensure that they take part, and also they put in their, you know, weight in terms of which areas they would want delimited. As a matter of fact, delimitation is not just about constituencies, it's also about wards. So that's something that should be made very clear. And we are well guided as well by Article 59 and 58 of the Constitution of Zambia in terms of matters that should be considered when undertaking delimitation.
In a separate development, Independent Kana Member of Parliament Binwa Mpundu has raised concerns over what he describes as the manipulation of the law to retain political power, warning that leaders who abuse authority given by citizens must be made to resign. Mr. Mpundu said political office holders who take advantage of the mandate entrusted to them by the people should step down, arguing that power ultimately belongs to citizens and not individuals in office. He emphasized that the authority to choose leaders, whether president, member of parliament, mayor or councillor, rests solely with the electorate through elections. He said elections were agreed upon as the legitimate systems through which leadership is determined, and any attempts to alter that through legal maneuvering undermined democratic principles. He questioned how citizens had become tolerant of what he describes as the gradual erosion of that power through amendments and interpretations of the law that, in his view, disadvantage voters. He remarks follow comments attributed to Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwetwa, who reportedly said he would use the best mingalato, a local term for tricks and maneuvers to retain power. In another development, a one-month-old baby is believed to have died after allegedly sustaining injuries during a domestic dispute between her parents in Apa Kalea settlement in Chikankata district. The incident is reported to have occurred on February 11, 2026, around 22 hours, when the child's parents were at a drinking place and a quarrel broke out after the husband asked the wife to return home. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo confirmed the development, stating that during the altercation, the baby who was strapped on the mother's back is believed to have sustained injuries. The couple later returned home and the infant subsequently died. Mr. Namalongo said the matter was reported to Chikankata Police Station through Malabo Police Post on February 17, 2026 at about 12:30 hours by the child's grandfather, 52-year-old Colin Ntebeka of Shoboka Village under Chief Mwenda. He disclosed that the infant had already been buried on February 12 before the matter was brought to the attention of the police. He said officers have since visited the graveyard where the burial site was identified and marked pending exhumation for a post-mortem examination to determine the actual cause of death. Mr. Namalongo has further revealed that the two parents are currently being sought by police and their whereabouts remain unknown, adding that investigations are ongoing and appropriate legal action will be taken once inquiries are concluded. In international news, France and Algeria agreed on Tuesday to restart security cooperation during a visit to Algiers by French Interior Minister Laurent Nunez, marking the first sign of a thaw in diplomatic ties. After meeting with President Abdelmadjid Tebboune, Nunez said both sides have agreed to reactivate a high-level security cooperation mechanism. The visit took place against a backdrop of thorny relations between France and its former colony, frayed since Paris in 2024 officially backed. Moroccan sovereignty over the dispute Western Saharan region, where Algeria supports the pro-independence Polisario Front. Nunez said Monday had been devoted to working sessions aimed at restoring normal security relations, including cooperation in judicial matters, policing and intelligence. He thanked the Algerian president for instructing his services to work with French authorities to improve cooperation and readmissions. Algeria has for several months refused to take back its nationals living irregularly in France. Still in international news, a Senegalese public prosecutor claimed on Tuesday that a student, who protesters have said was killed by the police, in fact died after jumping from the fourth floor. We monitored African news.
A public prosecutor in Senegal has rejected accusations that a student who died on a Dakar University campus was killed by police. Abdoulaye Barr had injuries to his chest and skull, as well as massive internal bleeding, when he was found dead earlier this month.
Abdoulaye Barr
Abdoulaye Bar was not tortured. Abdoulaye Bar was not beaten because there was never any physical contact between him and the defense and security forces. His death resulted, and we deplore it, we will always regret it, from a fall from the fourth